There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. And that's what we reward people for at the Power Hour, is because we want to encourage people to tell the truth. And yeah, you may receive all kinds of attacks. Oh, it's happened to me over and over again. How people have said, oh, she was never really in the military. Somebody called in on the Michael Regan show when I was a guest on Michael Regan show. And at the very last caller, it was staged, it was set up, said, oh, by the way, I happen to know this woman, I've researched her, and Michael Regan, you have been misled by her. She was never in the military, she's not a nurse, on and on. And Michael Regan said, well, there you have it, Joyce. Click. And they hung up on me on the phone as a guest. And by the way, I was in Sherman Oaks, California. Michael Regan, I have a picture of him with me, by the way, was the a second person. He told me I was the second person ever to have been invited into Sherman Oaks studio. And it was because I released the information regarding President Reagan having been involved in experiments on civilians and military, etc. And he invited me out to California and said, you prove that to me. And he was furious. So I said, oh, fine, I'll be out there. I had a stack of documents, probably about a foot high, when I walked into his studio. And we went through those documents, and during the break, he said to me, because it made his father, Reagan, look a little bit bad, as well as, and that wasn't my goal, it was my goal to tell the truth, and George Bush especially. He said, where do we go from here? He said, if this is true, and he said, I see the documents here, where do we go from here? Now, this is during a break, and I said, Michael, I'll tell you what needs to be done. We need to open up Washington on Friday night, send them all home, fire them, and tell them to take their secretaries also. It is so corrupt. And anyway, that was the discussion that we had with Michael Regan. We are going to be talking this hour with, hopefully, Michael Maricello when he is able to call in from the prison. And I do hope that works. And I want to thank Catherine again for doing all the work on this, and also Steve Compton. Steve Compton is an attorney, one of the attorneys representing in one area the Michael Maricello case. And I think we'll just bring him on. No, I'll tell you what. No, let me just, since we only have about a minute here, I'll just wait until the next segment to bring attorney Steve Compton on. And the story is one that does not involve just Michael Maricello, and that's what I want to keep your mind on. Yes, we do want to raise the money for his defense fund. I've been working with Mike for about 10 years. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. 15 years. 15 years he's been incarcerated. And so it's my goal to try and help you understand the plight of a lot of veterans. Now, I told you about a fast-track execution that occurred just recently on a Vietnam vet. And these people are being put to death. They're being sent to life sentences. And I'm not trying to justify what they do. That is not the issue. But something is awry. Why are there more homeless veterans than any other category, ladies and gentlemen? Why are there, and I'm going to have Mike Maricello tell you, the percentage of veterans that are now in prison? What is going on? It doesn't make any sense. So we'll talk to Steve Compton about some of his legal issues, and hopefully Captain Mike Maricello, who will join us in this next hour. So, again, no promises. Unfortunately, you know how these things go with prisons. So, well, no, I hope you don't know. I really do hope you don't know. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Steve Compton coming up. This is Joyce Riley.
Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. And I was talking about an event that took place, which was an execution of a soldier from Vietnam. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, we don't hear about these things to where it makes a dent, literally, in the average person, other than, you know, a veteran's gone bad. And so everybody is, wow, that's horrible, that's horrible. Well, a Vietnam veteran was executed for a fatal 1998 shooting of a Georgia deputy. Opponents say the vet was off his bipolar medication and suffering from symptoms of PTSD at the time of the shooting. Now, we're going to go back to the issue at hand, but this plays into why so many people are allegedly killing or committing suicide. Because everybody says the same thing about all these vets that I have talked with. And I have talked to thousands and thousands of them. I mean, I literally have over the years. And they say the same thing. I didn't know what I was doing. I don't remember it. And that's not a defense. Because some of them say, and had called 911 and said, I killed somebody. Oh, wait a minute. They say, all my family is dead. I'm the only one here. Could it have been me? Now, that is not the MO of a murderer. Anyway, Andrew Brannon died by lethal injection at the Georgia Diagnostic and Classification Prison in Jackson. Less than an hour earlier, the Supreme Court denied a request of stay of execution, and a lot of it involved the drug issue. attorneys don't want to deal with the drug issue. And why do these veterans go crazy and kill someone? Now, they use the reason of insanity, innocent by reason of insanity, because the PTSD he was suffering from was because of being a forward artillery observer during the intense combat in Vietnam. He'd been disabled 100%, no criminal history at all, period. And he was off his medication. Now, we know what happens when you go off of SSRI drugs. Brandon's lawyers, who said the veteran was off his bipolar medication at the time of the killing, filed a last-minute legal appeal arguing that executing a mentally ill inmate violates state and federal constitutions. Ladies and gentlemen, think about that. You cannot execute mentally ill people unless they're veterans. He was a 66-year-old decorated Vietnam veteran, no criminal record at the time. So that's just one case. But if you put in Gulf War veteran and homicide, you are going to be shocked. Just try that. Gulf War veteran and homicide. All right, why are these people who seemingly came out of the military, were good guys going in, but they came back different, killing people? Why the high suicide rate? And what do you hear the VA doing? You call the VA and you want an appointment? 8 months. You tell them I'm going to commit suicide? 8 months. 3 months, I've heard. Now they're getting a little bit more careful about it because they're afraid the media is going to be, you know, following them. But this is huge. And so we want to get to the story of Mike Maresciallo here. Scott, do we have Mike on the phone yet?
We don't have Mike, but Steve.
Okay, let me go with Steve Compton, because Steve is one of the people representing in Mike's case. And I'm not so sure that we need to get into all the legal issues of Mike's case, but let me just ask you this, Steve. Have you not seen or looked at or noticed that there are a lot of veterans that appear to be going to prison nowadays?
Well, yes, I know of a couple that I've represented. And actually, Mike just called me again on my phone.
Okay.
My cell phone. So it's difficult for him to communicate. He has to dial this number. I have to push zero. And I have given Mike my cell phone number, so I basically try to take his call every time he calls.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do at this point to get it linked up.
I can give Mike the new number.
Okay, give it to him. Okay, go off air and give him the number then. Yeah. Okay, Scott, take him off and let him give it. Okay. All right. So the idea, though, that there are so many people committing suicide. If you've never seen Hidden Enemy, Inside Psychiatry's Covert Agenda. That's a documentary that is just startling, and nothing in here is inaccurate. It is called The Military, Psychiatry's Ultimate Testing Ground. I didn't make this up. I wish I had done this DVD. You know, I did Beyond Treason, and that one tells a lot of the story. But believe me, if you've never seen The Hidden Enemy about the military and psychiatry, oh my gosh. They have fact-checked this thing so much that there is nothing that is inaccurate. You will find out about how there are more drugs, psychiatric drugs, sold in the military than any place else. And I'm talking to military hospitals for them to give out in bags of pills. One guy I asked who came to a meeting, I asked him to bring his drugs. He brought them in a black trash bag. You know those great big ones? Black trash bag. So you can get your drugs. You don't even have to go to the VA. Once you get started on them, they just send them to you in the mail. And then if you go off of them with no warning, by the way, look at the warnings on SSRI drugs. Do not go off this drug. Cold turkey. I've had people tell me that they shave with a razor blade. How many shavings each week? So, all I can say is there's something wrong here, and it's not being addressed by the military. They just label them PTSD, say they got a mental problem, came in the military this way. Too bad, so sad. And they end up killing. So the tragic story is it is not over. It is getting worse.
We got Mike.
Okay, we got Mike now. Oh, that is awesome. Captain Mike Maricello, we've got him on the line now. Let's see here. Let me go ahead and let's do a mic check here. Mike, do we have you on the air?
Good morning, Joyce. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Mike. Oh, I'm relieved. That's what I am. I'm relieved to have you on the air with us today. Captain Mike Maricello served in the Army, Apache helicopter pilot, and commander of a unit. You were out of which military base before you deployed to the Gulf War, Mike?
I was out of Ansbach, which is Katterbach Airfield, Germany, and it was a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, Joy. Sorry.
Oh, did I say Apache? I'm sorry. I apologize. Ooh, that's a slam. But where were you mainly in the United States when you were here in the U.S.?
Well, first duty assignment was at Fort Knox, Kentucky in 84, then Fort Rucker in 85, 86. And then 3 years with the 82nd Airborne, I was with the 17th Cav as a OH-58 Aero Scout leader. And then I deployed to Fort Hood, Texas to train with an Apache battalion, but went over to Germany and ended up flying Blackhawks and eventually became a company commander with 91 Aviation before deploying to the Gulf in Operation Desert Storm.
Now, there are a lot of people listening here that are saying, wait a minute, what is a former captain of the Army, what is a company commander of a Black Hawk helicopter unit doing in prison? That is not the MO that we would expect for somebody in prison. But you're not alone, are you?
No, ma'am. Also, if you didn't know, when I got off of active duty, I was on the promotion to major list, which is interesting. And for the reserves, and I was also a warrant officer flying for the 278th Armored Cavalry Regiment out of Smyrna, Tennessee.
How many other veterans are you now assisting there at the prison, Mike?
Well, that's a great question. If you didn't know, there's for every 9 prisoners in the Department of Corrections in the country, 1 is a veteran. That's approximately 200,000 veterans in prison today.
Okay.
And in our prison alone, we probably have about 45 to 50. So if you do the math, it's 20 Army divisions. And that number is probably going to steadily be increasing because of the number of veterans getting off of active duty.
Now, Mike, you have told me the percentage. Now, I was talking earlier about the percentage of homeless veterans. There's more homeless veterans than any other classification of people. You know, if we had a bunch of plumbers and they said, well, wow, there's 30% homeless plumbers out there, we would be looking into why plumbers become homeless. But not if they're veterans, though. We just say, oh, well, they're veterans, they're homeless. What about the number of the percentage of veterans in prison?
Well, that comes down to 9%. Of the total United States population, and these you can look up with the Bureau of Prisons statistics, 9 out of 100 prisoners, those are veterans. And we also, which is a discouraging figure, is we make up the top 1% of the most productive of prisoners, have the best disciplinary averages, but have a mediocre level of receiving help from the outside. It's just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And with the respect to parole, the merits in our military background, it's just not considered. It's ignored. It doesn't matter. And so in other words, we can get lumped in with a criminal who had no education, no job history, no history of sacrifice, no training. And when we go to the parole board, we're as equally equated with them as they are to us. In other words, our military service doesn't count for anything at the parole board.
Now, you have been in prison how long?
I will be in prison 20 years next February 16th.
Wow. And we've probably been working together for at least since 96, I know, of that time frame. We've got to go to a break. We're going to be gone after this. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with Captain Mike Maricello and Steve Compton, attorney. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be back in 4.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We've got limited time with Captain Mike Maresciallo, who was a company commander of a Black Hawk helicopter unit. Amazing man. I have known him for many, many years, attempted to testify at his trial, and would still like to and do whatever I can to support him. I think, just real quickly here, Mike, let's go to the issue of why you are in prison, first of all, because I know everybody's wondering why you are in prison.
Well, first of all, I didn't know it thanks to Steve Compton 3 years ago. I had caretaker PTSD. I married my wife, and I had some already had a very mild PTSD but didn't know it. I went to the war zone. My daughter was not born in my presence, and I was responsible for 180 soldiers, which eventually grew to almost 230. So I was a company commander, basically as a captain. And if you didn't know it, you can check the books. I was one of the youngest commanders in the Army at the time. And I had not been to the advanced course. And I had to have a one-star general for the 1st Armored Division sign off on me. So here I am in a war, flying and commanding troops, starting out at TAA Thompson in Saudi Arabia, prepared to go through the ground attack into Iraq. And through the course of that time frame over there, the stress was tremendous. I took on a brand new unit, undermanned, under-equipped, and which wasn't portrayed at all in the history of my case, but Joyce has copies. My job was to supply the entire 1st Armored Division's aviation, which was attack, heavy lift, and light observation helicopters with all their fuel, ammunition, and everything. And that also meant for me getting in a Black Hawk and flying to where I can find repair parts and such. And I came back with six missions, fully completed, a Bronze Star, and a Air Medal for my service. I had three vehicles blown up and seven wounded in the course. And by the way, we were one of the only units to be attacked by the Medina Republican Guards in Iraq. But through the course of that, I picked up PTSD and chemical contamination, mycoplasma incognitus, which, thanks to Joyce Riley, had the ability and sense, because when I came back from the war, I was in a downward spiral. I had to take care of a wife who was handicapped and from a trauma as a rape victim before I married her, and we just started spiraling out of control. I was a police officer for Metro Nashville Police Department here in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was separated from them because I failed, and nobody told me this, Joyce, not the Army, not the police department. I failed three psychological tests from three separate police departments while on active duty, and I was separated with an honorable discharge voluntarily because I took the SSB and then went into the reserves. And through the course of that, my wife and I started having domestic violence problems. And in the course of her having her PTSD and being separated from me, she got bad advice from bad friends and filed a false report of child abuse against me through my oldest daughter. And my daughters reported to me being abused by my wife's boyfriends while we were separated and asked me to get them out of the trailer park where they were staying. And when I went there, in the heat of passion for my children, I lost it. I killed my wife. And I am just, over these years, I'm just so sorry for doing that. And understand this, when you have PTSD, you don't have full control of your faculties.
Right.
So I came to prison for killing my wife. And understand this, all murder is killing, but not all killing is murder. So when I became a prisoner, arrested, immediately commissioned officer, by the way, I'm a former special needs teacher who took care of disabled and handicapped teenagers and adults. So I had a background of altruism and caring. That's why I married my wife, and I thought I could help her. And I wanted the best and nothing but the best for my troops. Being a company commander is not winning a popularity contest.
Absolutely. All right, we got to go to this break. We got a three-minute break. I want to add, ladies and gentlemen, those of you, many of you are familiar with Camisea. Mike was in the area of Camisea during the detonation, and that's critical to this story. Critical to this story. And
it's mycoplasma involved there.
Yes, and we'll be back after this three-minute break. Stay tuned.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The hour. Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. This is a unique show. A capital offense person in prison calling to the Power Hour today to tell the story for all veterans. I want to say quickly that Mike Marcello, former captain in the Army and commander of a Black Hawk helicopter unit, had 9 veterans come up to him today and say, talk about our story. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. They don't have an advocate to talk for them. And I have never seen anybody work harder on his case to be able to help other veterans and himself than Mike Marcello. I have never seen anybody do any more. He's been in prison for coming up now 20 years, and he's trying to get his story heard. Mike, we talked about Camisea, the blowing up, the detonation, biological and chemicals. I was positive for mycoplasma. I know the Gulf War Vets Association paid for your test so that you could get tested. It was positive. What does that mean to you, and why was that an important issue in this case?
Well, to clarify everything, too, Camisea, as a commander, I also had privy to top secret information from the S2, and we were given a sector to stay out of. And when it detonated, nobody talked about the downwind. They just said you can't be in this sector or whatever. But when you're a commander like I am, you get to travel everywhere. And I've physically touched Scud rockets that were launched at our positions out there. You know, we can actually drive up to see where it detonated. But again, what the mycoplasma testing means is that we brought something back from the war zone. and that's called a service-connected disability. Now, for me, I didn't know I had that contamination. I didn't know anything about mycoplasma until Joyce said, you need to be tested for mycoplasma. So in February of 1997, I tested positive for mycoplasma incognitus. My lawyer, who I won't name, was a court-appointed, which means they're paid a minimal. At the time, it was an average, I think, of about $30 an hour. By the way, they were paying for my case $30 an hour, the same as what a pickpocket would get. And I was initially started out facing the death penalty. And when I tested positive, my lawyer's reaction was, well, yeah, you tested positive, but the doctors we hired aren't going to say anything about Gulf War illness or this because they're afraid of losing their careers. So because of that, Joyce went up on the stand blindsided without being honestly told what was really going on, and she was disqualified fraudulently on the stand in my case. Because what the law says now, and I've studied law now actually since 1980, to take some law courses, but primarily now since being in prison, when Joyce brings information and a positive test, what that does is that sparks the possibility that I have something that affected my mental and physical makeup. And that what that does is that's called a mitigating factor. And now I have to have an expert hired to say and show that Marcello had this effect, which he brought back from his service-connected disability, and it affected him. Okay, and because we didn't have Dr. Gareth Nicholson come into the courtroom with Joyce Riley, and just Joyce Riley by herself stating what the symptoms are, which tells Dr. Gareth Nicholson that I am suffering of the common symptoms of mycoplasma, plus have it in the bloodstream that I have, then what that does is that by her not testifying and Dr. Nicholson, I have just lost my defense.
And let me just add that I had testified in over 600 cases in depositions and in courtroom testimony. 600 cases, ladies and gentlemen. This is the only one that I was disallowed or disqualified as an expert witness. So, you know, that should mean something right there. And the mycoplasma, is it good? Yes?
It's important to know that that year was an election year, and there were 32 women killed in Clarksville, Tennessee. So it was easy, and I was I gave a colorable confession because I never denied that I and I wasn't boasting. I had started having feelings, what have I done? I showed the police where the weapon was. I started to say there's something wrong with me. I need to take responsibility. But it's easy for public defenders and court-appointed attorneys to say, good God, Captain Marcello, his case is complicated. And that year when I was arrested, ladies and gentlemen, we have the statistic now, and I got it thanks to Steve Compton and a phone call last month. One of my attorneys, okay, my attorney, had 300 other cases besides mine. Do the math. And I was facing the death penalty at the time. Can that lawyer devote as much time to my case? No. In 7 months, he visited me twice for a total of 2.5 hours. Does that sound like a defense?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So, and we have the facts. We have the witnesses. But the thing is, you couldn't testify because you would have gave credibility at the time that I had mycoplasma. And what about all the other veterans that were in the system who had similar problems to me? And that's what's happening here. I'm not alone in this. There's other veterans here coming back now with PTSD from the war on terror. I see them. They talk to me. You've seen guys like Gonzalez go to the White House. First thing that they want to do is sensationalize. He had a weapon. He had a knife. Then 2 weeks later, when the dust settles, you find out it was a little pocket knife, and that he went to the VA and wrote Obama asking for help, okay? And I had failed three exams. Nobody got my all my military records. Nobody went and got the witnesses that were required. So they turned my case from a service-connected disabled war veteran, okay, into just wife killer for money.
Yes.
And it was now, easier to go. Go ahead.
Now, before we get, I don't want to get cut off. I want you to definitely give your website and how people can support you in case we get cut off and don't have enough time. And I certainly want to say thank you to Steve Compton for joining us. You are so fortunate to have Steve, because most vets don't have someone like that that will advocate for them. So I, my comments to you, thank you, Steve. We'll get to you in just a second. But, Mike, your website.
Sure, it's www.marcellodefensefund.wix.com, and it's not up as of yet. My thank God I have everybody that's helping me is veterans. My point is Steve, okay? But he's a patriot, mm-hmm. okay? And if people want to step up and not be a zero and be a hero, they need to sponsor a vet in prison. Okay?
Wow.
And
then
That means, because, you know, you have a lot of talkers in Hollywood, you have a lot of talkers in Washington, but you need walkers. And I'm a member of the DAV, VFW, American Legion Post 61, and I have to say thank you to Major Lanchett, okay, who's a
yes.
DAV member, and also Jim Simmons is the one. But here's the thing, go out and buy the book, Defending the Veteran in Court by Hunter Law Firm and Mr. Else. These people,
you have 60 seconds left on this call.
But look,
are you calling back in, Mike? Are you going to call back in?
I'd like to call back in and finish up because.
Yeah, go ahead and call back in. And I want to get that. I want to get the Gulf War Vet website. He's going to get shut off here. So Defending the Veteran in Court is the book, he said. We'll stay with Steve Compton, talk to him for a second, and we'll try to get Mike back on the line. He's got to make another phone call. They can only do 30 minutes at a time. So go ahead, Mike. And, I guess Steve needs to be working with that because he's got him conferenced in there. So I'll just go ahead and tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is another Gulf War Vet website that he has that I have seen the name of it. I don't know what it is. We'll have to get that in a second. But I also want to let you know, did you hear what he said about adopt a veteran in prison? Why can we not do that? You know, that's what Scripture talks about. These guys have such a rough life. They have such a rough life. Can we adopt a veteran in prison? How can a family do that? I mean, I know what Mike has been through. I get mail from him almost every single day. Your mic's open, Scott. I hear from Mike almost every day. He writes me with documents, with this, with that. He is trying so hard for all veterans. And I get so emotional on this subject because I think of these people that don't have someone like a Steve Compton or someone there that will, or Jim Simmons, that will support them. These guys are flapping in the breeze until they can get an ear. Now, what can we do for these prisoners? What can we do? How can we adopt a veteran in prison? I don't know. But I'm going to find out from Mike. Do we contact the... He mentioned he was... number 61, American Legion number post number 61. That's a prison American Legion group. And maybe we'll be able to find out how we can support veterans that are in prison, not necessarily taking their case. We're not going to be doing that. That's not our legal issue, but maybe visiting. And, you know, a lot of these guys, when you have killed someone, you don't get any visits. You don't have anybody coming to see you. Wouldn't that be awesome if we could have a group of people that really want to do the real work and go visit a prisoner? I just think that's an amazing job. I thank him for so much for that. So, Mike, his case is important, and I'd love to see one case prevail, one case. And hopefully his will be the one. But then what else can we do for this issue? So while we're able... And those of you who have the ability to do this, what an education, even for children. You know, when these people have been banished to prison, when there are reasons that they did what they did, and I'm not justifying murder at all, But like you said, all murder is not killing, or killing is not murder. I don't know. But we need to do some things to help these people. Scott, do we have him back yet?
And
then, okay.
Steve had to drop off, too.
Oh, they both dropped off. Okay. Okay. All right. So they're calling back right now. Defending the Veteran in Court. That is a book I definitely want to get. I'd like to have the Hunter Law Firm on the program and talk about that, because there's not enough of that being done. And as you see, you heard earlier, you can put a prisoner to death if they're a veteran and they have a mental issue, but not other people. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we got him back now. Mike Maricello, and Steve Compton, do we have both of you on the line?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want to give your address if people want to write to you, Mike, or not? Do you want to give any contact information?
Absolutely, because remember, Joyce, I died in prison last year. Remember with the heart attack?
Yes, he had a heart attack last year. That's right. Yeah. All right, why don't you give your address, contact information, any websites, and to make sure we get that out.
Sure, it's Mike Maricello, Maricello, and it's the letters RMSI. And you can put my prison number, which is 274-760, and I'm in cell 6A108, and the address is 7475, one word, Cockrill, C-O-C-K-R-I-L-L, Drive, Nashville, Tennessee, 37209. And it's a Riverbend Maximum Institute. But because, if you didn't know it, I came into the prison guilty of first-degree life, but classified as a minimum threat, non-security individual, and have been that way ever since. So I'm housed here. Here we cut the grass, make the food, paint the place. You know, it's because you have to have minimum prisoners who do that. And look, I want to thank the administration here for letting me do this, because it's difficult, Joyce. The Department of Corrections wants to help veterans, okay? But they're not funded. The laws need to be changed. The VA here told me, they came here 2 weeks ago and I spoke with a representative, we want to help you, but some of their programs, it took from 1995 to the year 2010 for me to finally get my service-connected disability. 15 years in prison.
Wow.
Okay? And it took me to file for years and get a court order from the VA judge in Washington, D.C. to order them to transport. And what the biggest problem is, where if people want to make changes, call your senator, call your congressman, call your local VA, call your commissioner of Department of Corrections and say, hey, my family member is a veteran in prison, and the VA wants to help them, and we know you want to. But what they got to do is this. Here's the problem. They want to transport, but they have no vehicles and no funding for that and nobody with a plan to do that. Okay? I understand the concept and what a plan could be. Isn't that something? Because either one has to provide the security and transport the veteran to the VA where the experts are. Any person that's a lawyer out there and is looking at a career in law, the first thing, my father was an officer of the court. I went out with him as a probation officer. I've been in courtrooms since I was a teenager. I did my college thesis on the probation department. And Buffalo, New York has the first veterans court. Get your legislature and take up and learn about veterans. Number one, if you have a veteran for a client, you need to get them to the VA. Get a court order, get them to the VA. Number two, if this is all in the book, how to defend the combat veteran in court through Hunter Law Firm. And myself and Mr. Simmons were in contact with them. But they set everything out there in black and white. And what's so sad is, Joyce, that book was written and published in 2014. But in 1995, praise God, and I didn't become born again until October 95 while in prison. A Army chaplain, my Army chaplain, Kevin T. Wilkinson from Smyrna National Guard, told the public defender and the people, Marcello, I'm looking at here sitting in the prison cell, this man definitely has PTSD. You've got to get him to a mental evaluation immediately to preserve this evidence. Joyce, that was never done. I went to a 99-cent drive-by mental evaluation.
All right, we're going to go to this break, and when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a three-minute break here with Steve Compton, and we're going to talk to Steve for just a second also. I want you to support Mike, and we will take up money at the Power Hour to send to him to make it easier if you would like to help support his case and all the other veterans at the Power Hour. We'll do that after this break. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thing and supporting Mike Maricello, other veterans, that is one of the things that we can do. I want to say that if you would like to donate money to his fund, you can do that by calling the Power Hour, donating on your credit card, or you can go, you can send a check to P.O. Box 85, Versailles, Missouri, 65084, P.O. Box 85, Versailles, Missouri, 65084. We'd like to make a donation to his cause and need all of you to support this. And we've got to get one case that will win. And I just want to add that, yes, you know, it was Mike's case that got my attention. mainly because of his ability to handle the case, but number two, because of the facts of the case, which I'm not going to go into now. But let me go to his attorney, Steve Compton. And, Steve, I want to thank you for all that you're doing today to make this happen. Is there anything you'd like to add? Because not many people are willing to take veterans' cases, and I want to say thank you so very much for what you're doing and Jim Simmons.
Well, I'm kind of the coordinator between Jim Simmons, Nathan Hunt, and Michael Maresciallo. And sort of just assisting Mike as a friend and not really as legal counsel. I did help Mike with some civil matters, from a legal perspective. But you know what's interesting about the fact that you were not allowed to be an expert witness at the time of trial. Now Mike does not have the funds available to hire an expert witness. My understanding is that trial veterans have access to funds that will allow them to hire expert witnesses. But if they do not do that at trial, those funds go away.
Let me just add, so my listeners will know, I've never charged a dime to any veteran that I've ever helped. So I did not accept any money from Deborah Wall. So if it says I did, then it's wrong. I went down there on my own dime. So I never charged and have never charged him anything and never will charge a veteran anything.
And I want to confirm that. That is exactly true and exactly right. But the fact that you were not qualified, you were not allowed to testify as an expert. Mike did not have another expert ready to go.
Right.
So therefore, go ahead, Michael. Mike knows more about this than I do.
It's important to know that I was being assisted, and I want to thank my mother. My mother sent me my college law books. I filed a motion months before trial to have Joyce come in November or December or January and be pre-qualified. You can look it up in the record. And Deborah Wall refused to do that because what that would have done is, Joyce, it would have locked you in and it would have locked in Dr. Nicholson.
Wow. That was his former attorney, Deborah Wall, by the way.
Right. Well, the defense attorney at the trial. But the thing is, see, by pre-qualifying you, that means when it comes time to the trial, you're already qualified. You get to get up on the stand. But when you do it at the trial, it's an all or none. See, if you were disqualified in January before we had the trial in March, then we could have gotten somebody else. But see, by having you done a trial, it leaves me with no one. See?
Exactly.
So, look, I want to say something real important, and that is, again, we left off a couple things. The veterans that are here in prison, it's not just we need money, okay? Because Steve is exactly right. The law is written that says this. When you're charged with an offense before trial, it's an open, if you are considered indigent, and I want everybody to know, I signed over the advice and for my children. I signed away any hope of a defense. I gave away all my houses, my car, and I wasn't a rich man by any means. I came from a working class family, but I left the military as an officer, starting out as an enlisted man, and I gave all my money to my children. So that left me with no money to hire a lawyer.
Oh,
so I'm
wow.
at the means of the public defender system, which is what 99% of our veterans in prison had.
Okay, we got a 1 minute, 10 second break, Mike. We'll be back. We've got about 3 more minutes, so we're going to wrap it up with whatever you both want to say after this 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back. And 3 minutes left with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.